Well-being and technological concerns continue to dominate planning discussions as West Virginia blazes a path toward educational goals during a global pandemic. This week, the House Education Committee heard from state education leaders. The meeting was an informal, informational briefing to allow members of the committee to hear details on fall reopening plans for higher and K-12 education. Inequities in West Virginia's public schools, such as access to technology, was a key topic of discussion. West Virginia Superintendent of Schools Clayton Birch explained that it wasn't until the coronavirus pandemic hit and students and teachers were forced into a remote learning setting that he realized just how vast West Virginia's broadband issues are. As a way to tackle the problem this fall, his department, Governor Jim Justice's office, and the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission have created the Kids Connect initiative that will offer 1,000 Wi-Fi hotspots all over the state.
I appreciate the 1,000 points of Wi-Fi that we're targeting. I think it's a great project, but it is a Band-Aid.
The governor committed $6 million to the project. Birch says these 1,000 hotspots will be accessible to both K-12 and higher education students. Birch also spent time highlighting how inequities in mental and social well-being among K-12 students have created significant achievement gaps. He says he plans to direct some of the CARES Act dollars to address these inequities. The West Virginia Department of Education received more than $86 million from the CARES Act. 90% of that went to school districts to use at their discretion, according to the Department of Education, while 10%, about $8 million, was retained by the department to be used in emergency situations resulting from the coronavirus pandemic. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.